very unusual architectural change. Usually these temples are constructed according to certain Vastu guidelines, but this temple has one untypical feature which you don't find in the Vastu guidelines, the architectural guideline. It has a window in the entry gate because the deity in the temple, 500 years ago, asked the priests, knock down and knock this window out of the wall because I want to see every day into this forest of Vilasman. I want to see the pastimes which eternally take place in this forest, my pastimes. And thus it has come to pass that when you see the Gopal Mandir on top of the Govardhan, a hill, there is a window carved into the wall so that the Lord can see his own pastimes. They are so mind-enchanting. And they are very significant for us because it is said, anything that is lost in this forest can be found in this forest. But don't think now it's a lost and found place. This refers to spiritual things. If you have lost your soul, then you must come into this forest and you will find your soul. And how this is and how it came to pass is will be told today in this beautiful German forest. And I think if you listen carefully, you might get an inspiration to find your lost soul even now. Dharam vande gopalam goparupinam gokulotsavam ishanam govindam kupika priyam. Please repeat after me. Gorvadana dharam vande Gopalam Goparupinam Gokulotsavam Ishanam Mulika Priyam. My dear devotees who have assembled for this evening, let us enter a prayerful mood. I worship the lifter of Govardhan, who is the maintainer and the protector of the cows. His name is Gopala, who has the form of a cowherd boy. He is the festival of Gokula, the supreme controller of all. He is Govinda and the beloved of the gopis. My dear devotees, after Krishna had manifested the entirety of Goloka Dham, Srimati Radharani was still not satisfied with him. She cast a sidelong glance at her beloved and sweetly said, "O Gopal Krishna, if I have pleased you during the Rasa dance with my love, I would like to place a request before you." And Krishna answered, "Whatever you request, O Radha, consider it already fulfilled. You may ask me what is on your heart." And in a very tender voice, a voice full of love, Radharani said, "There were too many people in this Rasa dance. Now I request you to make an arena for a more private meeting next to the shore of the river Yamuna. Kindly make in a secluded area a place where we can meet and do our pastimes." Krishna looked at Radha and said, "So be it." Then he turned his lotus eyes inward. He looked inside his own heart, and there, touched by the eyes of the Lord, a miracle happened. Fire and water began to combine, and like a sprout or seed from the ground, this fire and water fell on the ground and started to grow in a single moment. First it was a small, elevation on the ground. There was something like a small little hill, and grew further and further and further and further, and soon became a mountain that scraped the clouds who were sailing over it. Krishna saw this mountain of love, which had manifested from his heart, from a seed of fire and water. He looked at the mountain of love that had taken a huge form and then touched it with his lotus hand and said, "Please stop now, you have already covered so much space." My dear devotees, on this mountain, and here you see the earthly manifestation in the back, there were swiftly moving streams. There were trees of the Kadamba kind, of the Bakula kind. There were also Ashok trees. An Ashok tree is when a unmarried lady steps with her foot on the roots. The Ashok tree will burst into many flowers. Special tree. There was a network of flowering vines, opulent with mandara and kunda flowers, and filled with chirping birds. Boulders that looked like beautiful jeweled couches for the divine couple to rest on. Radha gazed with delight. She could see that this best of mountains contained all the holy places, and Krishna took her by the hand and said, "My beloved, let us roam through the forest." My dear devotees, this pastime makes all those who hear it sinless, because a mountain of love has so much power. You know, if it sits in your heart, it drives out everything else. You may ask, how did this Govardhan mountain come here into this world so that we can walk around it now? And the story is equally fantastic. It was at the end of the Dwarapa Yuga, when the time for the avatar had come. And Krishna came to Radha and said, "Radha, I will appear in this dull world. Can you come with me? I will go to Vrindavan." Radha said, "No." And she said a very famous verse, "Yatra Vrindavanam Nasti." My heart cannot be happy in a place where there is no Vrindavan forest. It cannot be happy where there is no Yamuna river. And without Giriraj, this mountain of love, anywhere where I would go, I would feel sadness. So Krishna looked at Giriraj. Then he looked at the river Yamuna. Then his kind glance fell over the forest of Vrindavan, and he said very tenderly, "You've heard my beloved's request. Come on, you have to appear in this world first. Go down and benefit all the living entities who will walk through your forest. Benefit all those living entities who will take even only drops of Yamuna on their head. And Giriraj, please benefit all those who will walk around you." Since that time, my dear devotees, Giriraj, the mountain of love, is in this world. And if you can bring your Western bodies and your mind, which may be full of so many conflicting desires, to Giriraj and walk around the hill, you will experience nothing else than a miracle. Today we will chant mantras, we will sing, and we will also hear about one forest that is next to Giriraj Govardhan, where in February there is a Sharanagati retreat hopefully happening. It's the forest where we have been blessed with the service of giving seminars in our retreat center. Mm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare 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 Hare
America, where he founded the movement for Krishna consciousness, he had suffered one heart attack. It was the second heart attack in a short time. He had had his first heart attack when he was moving over the ocean or crossing the ocean on the ship Jaladuta. And at that time he had said to Krishna, please don't take me now out of this world. I have still something to do that is unfinished. But when a short time afterwards the second heart attack came, he didn't know how long he would stay with us. And very quickly he decided to jump ahead in his translation of the Srimad Bhagavatam and directly present the Krishna book, which is a summary of the pastimes that are mentioned in the 10th canto. By that time he had only printed the first canto and was working at the second canto, but after the heart attack he said, I must give the world the pastimes about Lord Krishna in the 10th canto. Therefore, he made not a verse-by-verse translation, but a summary. And at the end, at the chapter 19 of the Krishna book, he wrote something that will convince you or make you understand why he was in a hurry to finish this, the pastimes of Krishna, at least in a summary form. This is what he wrote. The transcendent pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, are so powerful that simply by reading means like this, hearing and memorizing this book, Krishna, one is sure to be transferred to the spiritual world, which is ordinarily very difficult to achieve. So just by reading this about the pastimes, one would become transferred. My dear devotees, there are books that are dead and there are books that breathe. The Krishna book is a living book that breathes and that, just like a person, reveals its content of what's in its heart after you have established some relationship. I know there are some devotees in our movement who have learned the Krishna book by heart. I think it's more than 1,000 pages, because they have faith that this will help them to move to the spiritual world, the Krishna. And why is this so? Well, if you hear about Krishna, the most important item in spiritual life, that which you need to return back to Godhead, comes to you. By hearing about Krishna, we become attached to Krishna, which makes one eligible to go back home to Him. As long as you remain attached to this world, you will come and go in this world, repeated birth and death. But if you can become attached to Krishna, you will go to Krishna. So this is the secret of hearing about Krishna's pastimes. Let us now turn our attention to one of the forests which used to be at the foothill of Govardhan. As we said, when we started to plant trees in this area, which was now a desert, the trees started to grow, and we are all surprised how in the short time the trees have exploded there. The reason is simply that there used to be a spiritual forest, and by reforesting the area, that forest which was sleeping in the unmanifest becomes manifested again. It was springtime, my dear devotees, the time which all of us celebrate, even in this world. The time when there is an atmosphere of excitement in the air, when there is the pollen of the freshly flowering trees spread everywhere, when Radha and Krishna made an appointment to meet at Surabhi Kund. To avoid attracting attention to their secret loving meeting, Krishna came from the south. He had left his cowherd boys under some pretext. I'm just coming back. And Radha had approached from the north, and they wanted to meet at Surabhi Kund. Who of you has been at Surabhi Kund already? Many of you. It's a beautiful kund even today. Now Krishna arrived in time at Surabhi Kund. But as he looked around, Radha was nowhere to be found. Krishna thought, never mind, ladies are sometimes late. But as the time progressed and Radha was not coming, there was not even the sound of her ankle bells in the air, signaling that she was just coming. There was no fragrance in the air that told Krishna Radha is near. There was no laughter in the forest. And Krishna saw that Radha was not coming. His impatience grew into worries. Rupa Goswami tells us, if you really love, then when there is some delay or you have not seen the person you love, it could be a friend also, you start to worry, my God, he came with a car, he said he would be here at 3 o'clock, but it's already 3:30. Perhaps there was a drunken driver on the Belgium autobahn and there was an accident. You begin to worry if there is a real affectionate emotion. So Radha became Krishna became increasingly concerned for Radha's safety. There was a reason for this. Krishna had heard a rumor that the demoniac king of Mathura, his name? Kamsa, yes, had heard about the extraordinary beauty of Radha and had announced to his ministers that he wanted to see this most beautiful girl and kidnap her and bring her into his harem. So Krishna was worried, has Kamsa been successful? And it became later and later and later and later. Then Krishna said to himself, I just can't wait any longer. And he left Suravikund and set out further to the north. Why did Radha not come to Suravikund, knowing so well how much Krishna would miss her? The answer is, there was a reason, but not Kamsa. Radha had made a detour when she was walking to Suravikund, because she knew in the Vilasvan, that is near Suravikund, but not exactly Suravikund, there were the best trees who had the best flowers, which she wished to collect for Krishna and make a garland for him in the midst and give it to him at the meeting. Now something had happened when Radha stretched very far up to collect an especially beautiful flower. Without her noticing it, one of her beautiful anchor belts slipped from her feet. And only after some time, when she had moved on from that tree, did she notice there's not the sound on my left foot of the anchor bell. You know, the anchor bell is usually, it's a silverly or golden, beautifully made chain, and there are many small bells like this who ring very beautiful, much more beautiful than of course, no. So after searching for it everywhere, she said, surely I lost it amongst the trees, but I don't know where. Now, Radha has so many anchor belts in Vashana. But the one anchor bell that she lost had an emotional significance for her, because it was an anchor bell given to her by Krishna at a very special moment. It had a very delicate golden chain which studded jewels, there were jewels on it, and then tiny golden bells hanging. Now Radha was determined. Now, when we lose something, there is a mantra that helps you to find everything. Do you know the mantra? Om Hanumate Namaha. Om Hanumate Namaha. While you are saying this mantra, and this really works, you have to fix your mind on the lost object and then you find it. My dear devotees, I was once on a huge marketplace and I lost a key that was only this size. And when I needed it to unlock a little box where a very precious book for me was. It was a book where I wrote my most private thoughts down. And it was a journal where I journaled and expressed my thoughts to Krishna. And I wanted that very much, and I didn't want to destroy the box in order to get the book. So I went over this huge marketplace. It was about 500 meters long, almost half a kilometer. And then I chanted, Om Hanumate Namaha. And I walked and I looked at the ground. And all of a sudden I felt something. Don't look at the ground any longer. Look on top of this other box. And there was a box, a marketplace, you know, for future sales. And I found my key, but not on top of the box. It was, you know, where the lid of the box comes to the actual box. It was in between a small little crannis or spalt, we say in German. And there was no way for me to find this except Om Hanumate Namaha. My dear devotees, this is what we usually do when we lose something. And I encourage you, try it out. You will find anything and everything. Your car keys, your mobile telephone, if you have lost it. What was the mantra? Om Hanumate Namaha. Yes. But Radha did not chant this mantra. She chanted the name of the anchor bells. She said, Oh Radna Gopura, Oh Radna Gopura, where are you? Now usually everything in Vrindavan is conscious. The trees can speak, the anchor bells can speak. But this Radna Gopura, because it was the unfolding pastime of Krishna, did not reply. It was silent, like a boring anchor bell of this world, you know. Now just at the moment where Radha chanted, Oh Radna Gopura, Krishna walked by the main path and heard Radha's melodic voice, and relieved that there was a sign of life of Radha, he followed the sound of the voice and ran deep into the forest, where as he approached Radha, he saw Radha and all her sakis, her girlfriends. But what was going on? Their eyes were fixed on the ground. Radha was so absorbed, she was so determined to find this Radna Gopura anchor bell, that her hands went through the dust of Vrindavan. She just combed it through, and she did not notice Krishna until, as she was moving her hands through the dust, her hands touched the feet of Krishna. and she was electrified and looked up. You must see, say, when Radha touches any limb of Krishna's transcendental body, she becomes electrified with ecstasy, and her hairs stand on end, and she begins to cry tears of love. But this time Radha was so fixed on the anchor bell which Krishna had given to her that she did not even react when she found the lotus feet of Krishna in the dust. Krishna was amazed and said, what happened to you? Oh, said Radha, I lost my favorite anchor bell. Krishna looked to the left side and the right side and said, it's not here. Let us go to Surabhi Kund, where we had appointed. And let's get you an identical anchor bell. Now Radha looked at Krishna and said, absolutely not. So Krishna knew when Radha was in this mood, there was no point of arguing. Then he said, okay, I get the point. Let's look together for this anchor bell. And he took the hand of Radha in his hand. And Radha said, but how can I look if I have my hand in your hand? Let's make a pause here. My dear devotees, when you have gotten something from Krishna, it's all right to be attached. Or from Krishna's devotees. I have this pair of cartels. I have it since I can breathe, I think. Because it was given to me by a wonderful devotee, and I will look for it even in Alaska if I lose it, you know. Because honoring Krishna's devotees is very, very important. Honoring something which Krishna's devotee gave us. Like, for instance, when you lose your beads. I once lost my initiation beads, which Krishna Prabhupada had handed me. And I looked for, I think, 5 days, day and night, with torchlight, and I found it. I think Hanuman had mercy on me, because I did not know the mantra at that time. I would have found it within 10 minutes with the Hanuman mantra, but I didn't know the mantra. So honoring what the devotees of Krishna have given us, or honoring what Krishna has given us himself, perhaps an inspiration or a mission, is very important. It is very, very important. And that's why Radha was absolutely determined to not give up her search. So Krishna began to look under the bushes. Radha pointed him in a flower garden. Perhaps I was picking flowers. She didn't say, for you. Perhaps it's under the flowers. You look in the flower gardens. I look here, Krishna. So as Krishna looked, he came to a beautiful desire vine. It's a little like a creeper which crawls up a tree and which has many flowers. And he had an idea. It was a wish-fulfilling tree with many aromatic flowers. So Krishna cut a flower vine and made with his own hand a flower, an anchor bell from that flower vine. Do you get it? He bent it like this and he somehow fixed the two ends together, and it was full of fragrant flowers made by his own hand. Then he went to Radha and said, I found a replacement. It's much better, flower anchor bell. Radha looked, but she was totally unimpressed by the flower substitute. Krishna, really, out of love, the lover will surrender to the beloved. Okay, said Krishna, she will not move her position. She will stay here and not go to Surabhikund, where we engage in our bathing pastimes and lotus pastimes, unless she gets that anchor bell. How can I get that anchor bell for her? Then Krishna did what he does many times in Vrindavan, but this time he did something extraordinary with it. Many times what is usual is when there is a lack of a lake or water, Krishna will take his flute and just put it into the ground and then water comes. But this time Krishna put his flute onto Bhumi, Mother Earth, and said, I pray to you, O Mother Earth, please return my beloved's anchor bell. He took his flute and he dug a hole. And lo and behold, my dear devotees, this is the wish-fulfilling earth of Vrindavan. Many, many anchor bells came out of the ground. It was as if water would flow out. The anchor bells came out. It was filling up the whole area with anchor bells. And Krishna called out, Radha, come quickly here. Look, I found the anchor bells. As Radha looked, seeing this jeweled anchor bells, you can't even buy them on the market in Dubai. They're so precious, which came out. Her mouth dropped open. Now, as a king would revel or delight in his treasure of jewels by moving his hands through the treasure box, Krishna moved his hands like this through this ocean, or not ocean, it was a small pond, like, of anchor bells. And Radha saw the glittering jewel-like anchor bells which Krishna had on his hands, and one anchor bell was more brilliant than the other, but it was not Ratna Gopura. But Krishna smiled and he went with his hands through and then took and said, here, I have found an anchor bell that matches your lost anchor bell. How he remembered. And it was exactly like the missing Ratna Gopura, a very delicate golden chain, jewels around it, and these little tingling, not like this, it was a little bit more like that, but much more beautiful. It was identical Ratna Gopura. I believe it was Ratna Gopura. So Radharani was still looking. You do so many magical things, and was not sure. But she saw how millions of anchor bells came. It did not stop. And Krishna had arranged this and said, Radha, if you don't put on this anchor bell immediately, all of Vrindavan, will turn into anchor belts. Everywhere, no streets any longer, no mountains, no ponds, no houses, just anchor belts. So Radha could understand Krishna felt some urgency. He really wanted to go to Surabhikund. And she smiled. And she said, Krishna, if you don't put this anchor belt on personally on my ankle, it might slip again and fall again, and then we have to look again. So Krishna smiled also. And very slowly, he put on the anchor belts. The anchor bell. This thing, you know. My dear devotees, there are paintings around which you can also look up in internet, where you see two very beautiful lotus feet. The toes are as beautiful as flower petals, and the nails are reddish, and there is a beautiful shine coming from the nail. And then you see, you only see the feet, and then you see two hands, bluish, effulgent, very sweet, and they put an ankle bell around one of the feet. The feet are the feet of? And the hands? Krishna. Yes, you know everything one needs to know for Krishna Leela. Yes. So even today, I have heard from some Vaishnavas, you can find anklets in this area at the banks of one particular lake, the Vilas Sarovara, but only those who have unflinching and deep faith in the divine couple and have been granted with a divine vision. Krishna once, he said to Arjuna in the Gita, when Arjuna asked him, you have said you are God, can you prove it? Can you show your universal form in which everything is existent? And Krishna had answered, yes, Arjuna, but you cannot see this form with your present eyes. Therefore, I give you Divya Shakshu, divine eyes, so which you can see it. Even I cannot see the text here in front of me without these glasses. How will you see the Lord without the direct vision? My dear devotees, it is said, there's a mantra, I only know the tradition, the translation. All things that are lost are easily found in Vilasvan. There, even the souls who have lost their eternal identity as servants of Krishna, they don't know about it any longer, they can find them by the grace of this forest and the holy names. Should I repeat this? Mm-hmm. All things that are lost can easily be found in Vilasvan. There, even the souls who have lost their eternal identity as servants of Krishna can find them by the grace of this forest and the holy names. My dear devotees, you cannot imagine how joyful Bhujam Prabhu, myself, and the other devotees who have been sweating and running away from poisonous snakes when we build our buildings, running away from rich Basi farmers who wanted to cheat us like anything. How happy we were when we heard that this area is really one of the sub-forests called the Forest of Pastimes or the Forest of Vilasvan. And as we said, we began to plant trees there perhaps 3 years back, and the trees are now extraordinary high. So it says you can find everything, even your eternal identity, by the grace of this forest and the holy name. So should we sing a little?
Yes.
Let us turn our attention to the deities. Prabhupada once said, you have to find Vrindavan in your heart. He said you have to discover it there. So please let us fix our eyes and our attention to the beautiful transcendental abode or dimension here, which is on our altar, and sing for a while the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
collect now all your thoughts. It's the end of a beautiful day. And bring it to that one thought. Perhaps even a prayer. O Krishna, I have heard about you. O Radha, I've heard so many things, but I'm sure that I need your mercy to wake up from my dream, my mistaken identity, my being part of a story that is not rooted in eternity. Kindly help me. I'm turning to you, singing your holy name. Please let us sing. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Sit for a moment. I think Gaura Hari is also getting ready to give us an orientation for tomorrow. My dear devotees, what do you think of such divine pastimes? First you hear of a mountain of love that grew out of Krishna's heart. I think after hearing this, you will not be surprised that when Krishna touched with his flute the ground of Vrindavan, the dust of Vrindavan, then an unlimited amount of anchor bells began to come out of the earth. My dear devotees, all this points out the glories of Srimati Radharani. It was Radha who wanted a private meeting place. It was Radha who wanted her anchor bell back. And Krishna, the origin of countless universes, the origin of all our knowledge, of our life force, the origin of the light of each single candle which is offered to him. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, became bound by the love of Radha, just like he became bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. No, he sang the song of the Damodarastakam. This is the land of Vrindavan, the land of love. And this, the best thing is, this love is somewhere
found in our hearts, just like the anchor bells under the earth. No? So this love of Krishna is somewhere in our heart, and as we purify it, it comes out. Therefore it says, in this forest, by the mercy of that Vilaswan, yes, and the holy name, anything that is lost can be found. By what can we find the treasures of Krishna consciousness? By purifying the heart and discovering that lost love for Krishna. We have passion for other things, attachments, but this all is just a mistaken expression of what we really look for, the love of Radha and Krishna. I thank you very much for listening to this katha. Tomorrow we will be entering into another very astonishing leela regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will stop here my katha. Is Gaurahari is not here, but we do know that tomorrow you can have an early start, as early as you wish, of course, but the Artik is here at 4:30 and the deity greeting is at 7:15, and then there's also the Guru Puja. Yes, confirmed. So that is here. Whatever it is, please be here by 15 minutes to 8 o'clock, 7:45, when we start with our next seminar. It's, I think, the most important part of our seminar. The title is, What You Practice is What You Become. It's a very nice subject matter, and I think you will relish it very much. The whole day is full. There are very interesting seminars, but Gaurahari will explain it tomorrow to all of us, because we will forget. We need to go to bed, we need to eat first. Yes, so please do come tomorrow. Now, as far as I know, prasadam in sufficient quantities with delicious tastes is waiting for you at the tent. And please make use of the prasadam room. It is newly built. You know, you go, you pass the temple door, and then you go right. It's beautiful. You can sit in the warmth and discuss all the things. Do you know what this is? It's the bouquet from Srimati Radharani. Perhaps it's from flowers in Vilaswan, which she picked to make a bouquet for Krishna. Perhaps. Hare Krishna, good night.